a satanic statue in the apartment, and the gang members said they wanted to offer the beast a soul. Police say Hernandez Rivera and Alvarez Flores killed the girl execution style. Killers confessed to the crime after they were arrested.
And migrant crime is not a thing.
And migrant crime is not a thing.
Boom! Well, here's a story that those dipshits on MSNBC aren't going to talk about because it's not Blonde Blump. They can't blame this on Blonde. Listen, if they did cover this, they would find some sort of mental gymnastic way to blame this on Blonde Blump. But because that's going to sound weird, and it's going to expose that we've got satanic MS-13 gang members killing trafficked underage girls in a house in Houston, they ain't going to touch this with a 9-foot fucking pole. So they're going to keep going out there and gaslighting people, pretending, not even pretending that this isn't happening, going out of their way to tell you that migrants don't commit any crimes. Actually, you're a racist. Wait, hey, Mexican. People breaking into this country are committing massive amount of crimes. Actually, crime is down. Crime's down? Crime's down? Satanic ritualistic killings of trafficked underage girls is through the roof over here in Houston. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. But shoplifting's down. Fuck you, criminal. Here's Wall Street Silver on X. Alert. MS-13. Satanists. Guys, MS-13. Already, so we're already in trouble, right? You got MS-13 gang bangers in our country, right? I'm sure they're reading to small children. In between drag queen story hours, they're reading Dr. Seuss books to little kids at the library, right? Jen Psaki, you fucking criminal. So you got MS-13, Satanists. Okay. We off to a real bad start in the sentence, and it don't get any better. MS-13 Satanists in Houston, a Democrat shitbag stronghold in Texas, caught kidnapping and sacrificing young girls, underage females being human trafficked in Houston by newcomers, are being ritualistically killed to statues of Satan and Baphomet. And all of these Democrats who've blown open our borders and then protected the wide open borders by trying to shame people into not talking about it, by trying to gaslight people and saying it's not open. You're going to see more and more and more of this. Maybe we should close the border. Hey, Wall Street Silver, maybe we should close the border and then maybe we should circle back and arrest fuckers like Jen Psaki and Chris Hayes and all these other criminals who are aiding and abetting this. They're giving them political cover. They're giving them media cover. They're telling, actually, crime's down. Crime's down. I'm noticing machete attacks are going through the roof. I'm noticing that illegal aliens shooting each other is going through the roof. I'm noticing, again, in Houston, MS-13 Satanists trafficking kidnapped underaged little girls and murdering them upon the altar of George Soros. I mean, Moloch. I mean, Satan. It's all the same. But shoplifting's down. Fuck you. Shoplifting's down. You don't arrest anybody. Crime's through the roof. And these criminals on these media outlets are trying to gaslight people into oblivion. Lethal amounts of gaslighting and propaganda to protect MS-13 satanic gang members. Eyes wide shutting, trafficked, kidnapped little girls. How is that not a crime? I mean, you guys are arresting Donald Trump for entries into his financial ledger. He put it in the wrong section. Paying off Stormy Daniels was put in the wrong section. That's a crime. 33 counts of criminality and indictments. Yeah, I don't give a fuck about any of that. How about this over here? Can we do something about this? Oh my God. What are you, racisms? Are you racisms? No, you guys are all protecting these murders because this is the Democrat platform. And let's get real pedantic. It's not just the Democrat platform. This is the globalist platform. The rhino dick fuckers over here are absolutely complicit as well. This border is wide open. The people coming over, we don't know who the people are coming over this border. We don't know. Stop playing this game that you can fucking tell me that these newcomers are future engineers and scientists. You don't have any idea who the hell these people are. But now we've got, you know, ritualistic, satanic MS-13 gang members killing kidnapped girls, little girls. And of course, the mainstream media doesn't care about this because the mainstream media is running cover for a fucking dude who's showering with his daughter at age 11, according to her diary. What an insane world. Absolute insane world. So, close the border for sure. Closing the border is only one part that we need to do. We need to close the border. We need to deport people and we need to arrest Jen Psaki. How does she, you're going to tell me she doesn't know what's happening? She doesn't have any grasp about what's happening. She's running around telling everybody that crime is down. Crime's down. That's weird how crime is down. Noticing illegal aliens stabbing each other with fucking machetes lately. The amount of people in this country being beheaded is through the fucking roof. You got a whole bunch of illegal alien rapists running around who've been released from ICE detention, by the way, because Joe Biden and Jen Psaki freed these people. And now they're circling back to these households and they're murdering these kidnapped girls. The police showed up to the police were like, holy shit, there's a bunch of missing girls in this area. We think they're in this house. Let's go in this house. They show up to this house. They go inside. And there's a dead kid. There's a dead kid and a statue of Satan. And then a whole bunch of other trafficked, kidnapped little girls in the other rooms. And Jen Psaki's sitting there going, well, don't say anything about this. That'd be racism. Fuck you, criminal. There you go. Who had this on their bingo card? Come on down. MS-13 Satanists sacrificing kidnapped underage girls in Houston. But yeah, no. Everything's fine. Holy shit. Clown world intensifies. Thank you guys so much for watching the video. Support and channel. We kept up to date on that sentence. I ain't saying that sentence again. You read it in your own head and say it out loud and go find normies who aren't understand what the hell's going on and explain to them. Holy balls. And then make way because the salt must flow.